This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump tweeted he's feeling well and has voiced his appreciation for the medical professionals treating him for COVID-19 at a military hospital. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, it comes amid reports that Trump went through a very concerning period on Friday.
This morning, the president is doing very well.
Midday Saturday, Dr. Sean Conley, the White House physician, told reporters the president had been fever-free for over 24 hours, and his medical team is cautiously optimistic.
Thursday, he had a mild cough and some nasal congestion and fatigue, all of which are now resolving and improving.
But a person familiar with the president's medical condition says he had been given supplemental oxygen at the White House on Friday before he was taken to the hospital. That person says the president has improved since arriving there. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republican members of the Senate on Saturday sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. However, they vowed that hearings for President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee would push ahead as planned. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin as scheduled on October 12th, even if Democrats agree to cancel the regular Senate sessions to avoid further spread of COVID-19. Since Friday morning, three GOP senators have announced that they tested positive. Senate Democratic Leader Charles Schumer said that if the COVID threat is too great for Senate sessions, it makes Barrett's confirmation perilous, too. However, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, who is running for re-election in South Carolina, added that senators can attend the hearings virtually. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.